It's the final program of the year before we get to Christmas, and we can't really let this program go without something pretty Christmassy. And I'm very pleased to say that I've got an old mucker of mine on the program now, a friend of mine from many, many years ago, who has just been a collaborator on one of the most wonderful Christmas songs I have heard in many a year. It's brand new, it's refreshing. His name's Ian Lawton. Ian, welcome to Community Connections and happy Christmas.
Hello there, Andrew, and a merry, merry Christmas to you and yours as well.
This is an astonishing song. We get so used to the regular diet of Christmas songs every year. Tell us about this one because you have really captured what, to my mind, the heart of Christmas is.
This came about after a group of music students in America contacted me and asked if they could re-record one of my other tracks. Playing Time Again, which they renamed, revamped, jotted around with, and messed around with. And they sent me the file back, and I was absolutely gobsmacked by what they'd done with it. And then 6 weeks ago, the same bunch of kids requested that I write them a Christmas song. Now, I don't perform live anymore, and I don't actually play guitar anymore due to a problem with my hands. And I've lost a couple of fingers on the hands, so it's impossible to play. So I said to them, I can write a poem. And they agreed. And I sat down, and within literally 10 minutes, it was finished. And I just sat and thought about when I was growing up as a child and how Christmas songs used to be. And they, Perry Como and all the rest of them. And it was a very simple Christmas tune without all the big jingles and jangles, bells, and all the rest of it that they tend to do today. I thought, no, make it traditional. And people will hear the song and they'll know it's traditional from the words in the song. As I say, I sent it to them. They sent it back about 2 weeks ago. And again, I was absolutely bowled over with what they did.
It takes me right back to those Christmases in the 70s when you would sit round with your family, you'd open the presents, you wouldn't actually have the greatest things or the most up-to-date things, but what you got, you were grateful for, you were happy with, and there was a great amount of love. And I think this song captures that in a way that modern Christmas songs, to my mind, don't.
Yeah, I don't think that Christmas, modern Christmas songs, they're not aimed at kids anymore. They're not aimed at traditional Christmas styles. They're just making money. That's the way I look at it. It's very, very commercial, and it's normally the top five or six art world leading artists that record them and have success with them. The likes of me and the likes of the Long Walk South, who are the kids that are involved, I don't think, we're ever going to get that because we're not up there as the ranks with the rest of the world.
It must give you great satisfaction that this is a transatlantic partnership as well.
Yeah, I mean it's not the first time for me, as you know, Andrew, with the Ray of Hope project many years ago. I've just been very fortunate that just a little part of my music captures somebody else's eye or ears, and they say, "Well, let's have a word with this guy and let's see what he can do for us."
You've mentioned that you're unable to play the guitar anymore. But I guess there is an element of you that still wants to write music, still wants to be involved in music, and this is a perfect way of doing that.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, even with not playing guitar, I still get chords in my head. And I still know exactly what a C and a D and a D minor sound like. So I can work my way around. I mean, I did have a little bit of input on the actual music itself because I did pen the chords and they just worked with what I sent to them.
You're quite emotional, aren't you?
Yeah, I do get emotional because, if you can imagine, for the last 45 years, I've been a professional musician. I've worked with some of the world's biggest bands. I was very fortunate to write opening tracks for Raymond Froggatt. I was involved with UB40. I was involved with ELO, even Roy Wood. I know the man, and then to have that suddenly just pulled away and ripped from you, it's not very nice at all.
Well, we're very glad that you're back into it with a vengeance, Ian. And I understand you've had some really good news from the broadcasters that this song is going to be out there on a good platform over the Christmas period.
Yeah, it's I had a meeting with a couple of guys yesterday. There's Jamie Kirk. She has a show on Sky Television. She's going to play it out. There's Island West Country TV. They're going to play it out. The Phil Max show is going to play it out. Yeah, so it's really nice that they've agreed, you know, instead of putting, say, Ed Sheeran and Elton John on, they're going to put me on.
Well, we shall be playing it ourselves in a few moments. But Ian, we are asking our guests today, how do you spend Christmas? Do you travel or do you stay at home with a turkey sandwich?
I normally go to my daughter's house. She looks after me very, very well. Have the
Sorry.
grandkids climb all
An old-fashioned traditional Christmas, just like the song.
over
Ian Lawton, it's been an absolute pleasure. Thank you so much for joining us. We will, in a moment, play Let the Peace of Christmas Begin, which is the title of your wonderful song. A very Merry Christmas to you and yours. And any more Ian Lawton music on the horizon, do you think?
In fact, there is.
Will you come back in
That's
the
for
new year
sure.
and tell us all about it?
I will be indeed.
Ian Lawton, thanks for joining us. Happy Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Andrew.
So Christmas time is here once again. That festive time to gather your friends, to the warmth of the fire, to welcome them near, for a glass of mulled wine and a wish full of cheer.
The mistletoe hangs in the light of the door. The children once more, as they wait for a man bringing gifts from afar. To all of the children, wherever they are.
And so let the peace of Christmas begin. Let the joy of from within.
Let's raise a glass to our foe
and to all of our friends, and let the peace of Christmas begin. May the joy. Christmas.